This is Dorothy Munro, my mother, 1922 to 1986. I got pregnant during the war. I'll be honest, I weren't sure whose it was. An Irish chap I thought a lot of, called David, was probably the father. But before him, I'd had something to do with a little Scotsman from Glasgow called Jerry. I'll admit I was a tearaway. My dad couldn't stand me. He couldn't control me. Anyway, David had been called up to the front and he'd said his goodbyes and all that before I realised I was in the family way. Well, what could I do? I had to swing it on somebody. It weren't like it is today back then. I did try to get rid of it with hot baths and gin, but I'd seen too many girls butchered by Old Mother Tom's up Slater Street. I was fit to go there. So anyway, I went to the Green Dragon where Jerry and his pals drank and I said I was expecting. He told me to bugger off, said it weren't his. I could do no other, I had to tell my mother. Well, she went mad. She marched me straight up the barracks and got in to see Jerry's commanding officer. He said, I can't help you, missus. But he did give her Jerry's mother's address up in Glasgow. Now, my mother Fanny, she was a force to be reckoned with and no mistake. She wrote to Jerry's mum, set out the situation, and by God, she got a reply by return of post. His mother said, I've tell him to marry that wee lassie, or you're no son of mine. Well, he did, and we were wed on a bitter cold day in December. I had me old coat and a bit of fox fur round me neck, and Jerry wore his fatigues. Me and him went the pictures after, said good night, and he were called into the desert the following day. I didn't see him again for 4 years. I'll say this for him. He did send bits and pieces home, watches and jewellery to pawn, stuff he'd robbed off prisoners of war. I got me old shoe factory job back when the bab was born and my mum and dad looked after her. Of course, the bab didn't know him when he come home. I didn't, for that matter. My mum and dad said they'd babysit while me and Jerry went out for a drink and got reacquainted. Well, we got to the top of Eyre Street and he turned to me and said, I'm a wee for a drink with my pals. A wee you got the tune and earn some money. You're sitting on a gold mine. You can meet me back here at 11:30. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't go out. My dad had killed me. So I did. I went uptown and met a nice chap, American Squaddy. He didn't want nothing like that, but I spent the evening with him and he made me some bacon and eggs at his digs. Ham and eggs, he called it. After that, I did see men. I weren't one of them, but I had boyfriends who gave me money. Jerry was quite happy with the arrangement. He used to say it was a man's place to keep his wife, and he bragged how his missus didn't go out to work. We stayed together. You couldn't do no other in them days, and he weren't violent, not very often at least. I had 3 more kids, and I weren't ever really sure who their dads were. But the extra money helped out, and that's how I bought them all up. I don't regret it, because I wouldn't have been without my kids. And you know, we were the only family in Eyre Street who went to Margaret every year for a week's holiday. Thank you. That's Deborah Delano.